Helmets cam footage of a soldier emerging from a dugout. He says, let's get to work. Ukraine's Eastern Front. The soldier walks through a narrow trench before firing a machine gun towards the sun. 99 soldiers are defending a railway line that runs through a forest. If they fail, Russia can take the heart of Ukraine. Hiding behind a tree in a snowy forest, a soldier points his rifle. Ukraine, enemy in the woods. Kupiansk Forest, November 2023. A bearded soldier in army fatigue says, well, a dark forest is a dark forest. They say it's scary to go to the cemetery at night. The same is true about the dark forest. It would be great if I could take a pill to erase my memories. The soldier's smoking a cigarette while staring into space. This 7-week mission is being filmed by soldiers from the Berlingo Battalion on body-worn cameras. Their unit leader is Vovan. Filming himself in a basement, the leader says, I'm Vovan. He points the camera at two soldiers zipping up their backpacks and says, this is how we get ready, step by step. He asks another soldier if he's ready before joining a group of his comrades at the top of a staircase. Are you going into battle too? In theory, yes. Copy, we must not break our tradition. An older soldier says, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going on the road. Give me three angels to help me. The first to glorify my way, the second to manage my affairs, and the third to guard my soul. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. They all shout, glory to Ukraine. Glory to the heroes. Unit Commander Vovan says, this is our tradition and we stick to it. It gives you strength and confidence. You have some kind of otherworldly power. You know it protects you. We are infantry, fighting in the Berlingo Special Battalion. We head out in teams of 10. The front line is just a few kilometers away. Outside, Vovan shouts, give me two walkie-talkies. The team climb into a military truck, squeezing into the back. Each soldier is holding a rifle. Why don't you sit down? Sit there. I can't fit in there. He's got a fucking big arse. That's it. Come on. The back doors are shut and then they're on the move, driving slowly along a flooded road. Glory to Ukraine, glory to the heroes, glory to the nation, death to the enemies, Ukraine above all, Ukraine above all, Putin is a dickhead. In an interview, Vovan says, my last trip out was hot, very hot. They came from behind us in small groups of 4 or 5 people. They attacked us from the rear. It was tough. Handing each other their backpacks, the soldiers get out of the truck. A soldier younger than Vovan says, when we first got here, it was a gorgeous pine forest with a beautiful thick canopy. You're walking along the trail and remember it roughly in your head. The landscape constantly changes. You're walking in this forest and a bunny runs by, a deer runs by. You see all this and you enjoy nature. But this is the road that takes us to the positions. An aerial view of the sparsely covered forest, then a map showing the railway line passing through it. Our army has been fighting here for over a year. The Russians are desperate to take the railway line. We'll do everything to stop them. But just getting to the positions is dangerous. Helmet cam footage of a soldier crossing the railway line. He then runs through the forest. Another young soldier says, "We spread out, so even if we get hit, less people are injured. They don't get the whole bunch." Hiding behind a tree, a soldier says, "Fucking mortars, we need to fucking get out of here." The soldier keeps moving, walking quickly along a snowy trail that's covered in footprints. He shouts, "Watch out!" to a soldier walking ahead of him. We have to be as quick as possible so the drones and the enemy don't notice us. A bird, stay still. Drone.
Drone. Drone.
The soldier follows closely behind one of his comrades, who leads them out of the trees and into a clearing. Run, it's hovering above us, aiming at us. They're hunting us. If a drone sees you, it will start following you. Looking up at the trees, the soldier says, "They will start shooting now, 100%. And while it follows you, another one comes, dropping grenades or whatever. Folding his arms, another soldier says, "It's scary. I wouldn't wish it on anyone." Go, go, Vovan. Go on, hurry up. Hurry up, last push. They come to a dugout in the middle of the forest with steps that lead underground. The soldier following Vovan says, "Go, go, go! Fucking hell, get inside!" They go down the steps, which are covered by a canopy, and pause to catch their breath. Inside the dugout, a group of soldiers are sitting around a small fire. It's the only source of light. Hello, hello, is there room for us? Of course, come in.
Yes.
Are all our guys here? Where's Roman? I'm here. In an interview, Roman says, "Afterwards, my head is ringing from all the explosions. We have a joke between us. We like to say the line from the movie Fury with Brad Pitt. The best job ever." Here we have a soup with pate. I hid it from the mice. Here's the pate. This is how we live. It's me, Vovan. He points the camera at one of his comrades who shows off a dead mouse in a trap. He says, "This is our breakfast." No, not breakfast. We'll use it for sushi. Vovan says, "Before the war, I worked in a steelworks. After the victory, I probably won't work for at least a year. I will give attention to my kids. They mean everything to me." A soldier in a dugout glances around with a torch on his helmet. The wall is crumbling. Yesterday a shell landed here. We patched up some holes. Our observation posts are not very strongly fortified. If it hits you, nothing is going to help much. Peering out into the forest, Vovan says, "That was a nice one. Tell me when the drone's gone."
Прапор, підказуй, коли нема пташки.
I can't hear one. Go, go. I can hear it. It's only 10 or 15 steps away. That's it. Run. Well, you have time. It is not here. It flew by. The cautious soldier makes a run for it. When he's gone, Vovan says, "Bitch, what a bunch of pussies." We get attacked by drones all over the forest. It's the same all along the front lines. But our drone pilots are the best.
Super.
A bearded soldier puts down some mortar rounds and says, count how many we have so I know what to take. A tattooed soldier in a hoodie starts counting them on the floor. He gives someone a worried look and points over his shoulder. Then the bearded soldier returns and says, bomb. A soldier opens a plastic food container with a bag of white powder inside. He scoops out a spoonful and drops it into a plastic cup. He adds a darker powder and mixes them together. Reading from a notebook, he says, 2 spoons of salt, Peter. We like it when things burn. A primitive ignition mixture. This is made with household soap and petrol. This jar can burn down a farm. A drone and artillery war has begun. We don't feel like terrorists. We feel like soldiers liberating our country.
Бійцями нашої армії, які звільняють свою країну.
Outside, he picks up an object and says, here's the final part. This is how the dropper fixes on the drone. This is a double.
Зброс на дроні. Це йде подвійний.
At night, a group of soldiers drive away in a pickup truck after loading it up with items. 28th Brigade drone pilot Victor says, I love fishing very much. For me, this is the same as fishing. You leave early in the morning. You start working as soon as the sun rises. In the forest, a soldier releases a drone. A drone pilot sits in a dugout and operates the drone with a controller. Footage from the drone as it flies over the wintry landscape. Victor says, when you find the target, you calculate the wind direction and the drops begin. Gifts are flying. The pilot's thumb shakes as he holds it over a toggle switch. Drone footage of a grenade being dropped on a foxhole. I know where their positions and foxholes are. In half a day, I can drop 2 boxes of grenades into their holes. Looking at the pilot's controller, his comrade says, that one is lying down. He got fucked. Move the camera over here a bit. Over there. Over there. The drone flies on, searching the landscape for targets. I know a stretch of road where they can't hide. The drone flies over a long, snowy road that stretches to the horizon. 2 soldiers are running along it, one in front of the other. The drone flies directly over them and launches a grenade, causing both men to fall to the ground. One of the soldiers gets up and walks off at speed, while his partner stays lying there motionless. The drone tracks the fleeing soldier. It's an immediate impulse. I want more, more, more. It's like gambling. Why should we feel sorry for them? They show us no mercy when they come in and kill our people. As well as grenade droppers, we use FPV drones. FPV means first-person view.
Даний тип БПЛА під назвою FPV, воно переводиться як вид від першого лиця.
That's why you wear goggles.
Для того і вдягають очки.
FPV drone pilot Victor says, I can only see the moment of impact, not what happens afterwards.
Момент після того, що відбулося, цього не можу бачити.
Footage from an FPV drone as it flies into a pickup truck with a soldier on the back. We've been given a target located in the adjacent settlement. They say that an enemy drone pilot is operating in the area. An FPV drone captures a man sneaking inside a run-down house. Victor is controlling the drone with goggles on. He just walked into the house and we knocked on his door with our FPV. The drone flies in through an open door and explodes. FPV drone pilot Dennis says, I don't see them as individuals that I can feel sorry for. You came armed to visit your brothers, as you call us. Well, as you came, so you will leave. A drone hovering amongst the trees. In a dugout, a voice comes through a radio. Copy, is everybody okay? Vovan replies, copy. A soldier says, we need to move between the second and third foxhole, right? He's going up the steps that lead outside when something sends him flying backwards. Fuck, are you alive? Bitch, what happened? It exploded. Fuck, are you alive? I'm alive. Guys, I can't hear anything. Vovan. Vovan receiving. Have you been hit? Over. Copy.
Plus.
The soldier who was hit says, fuck guys, give me a fucking pill. It won't help you. It fucking hurts from the impact, dancer. Take two. Cup of water. Dancer washes two pills down with a cup of water. Marik, it's Vovan. Over. Ask Godfather if we should take Dancer out with the group that will be changing over. Vovan, Dancer should stay for now. He'll be taken out with the second group. In the forest, a soldier's wrapping green tape around a tree. Do you remember the way? What's so difficult to remember? Follow the green tape. Whoops, a mine. Another one. A nearby tree suddenly falls, seemingly on its own. The forest is littered with fallen trees. In the morning, we discover what's been destroyed. We often find dead Russians that have been left behind. They find a dead soldier partially lying under a fallen tree. One of them films him on their phone and says, the white suit isn't like ours. His are like pajamas. Berlingo Battalion soldier Maxim says, the Russians came in the morning. They usually come in the morning or in the evening. They obviously have more people than us because they come every day. They just die, but keep coming and coming and coming. They find another dead Russian soldier, and one of them films the body on their phone. Now, they're covering a dugout with logs and leaves. Maxim says, I signed a contract and did my training. I completed a young fighters course in Britain. I am 19 years old. He looks at his watch and says, in 2 weeks I will be 20. Did it hit there? I see faggots. I saw them. There. That way. If you see him, fucking shoot him. Copy. If you see them, hunt them down. Vovan says, it is very difficult to keep track in the forest. It's very, very hard. The enemy is almost completely invisible. He could come within 30 meters and you won't even see him. If you see a twig moving somewhere, you shoot at it. One of Vovan's men goes down, right next to a dugout. Did you get shot? Yes. Where? In the side. Fucking fuck. And in the fucking finger. Here, let me see. Oh, fuck. Uncle, fuck. Right in the fucking lung, probably. Can you walk? I don't know. Fuck, man, we have to go. How is your breathing, okay? Maybe it's a graze. Let me check you. Fuck, fingers gone. Fuck me. Why are you so careless? The wounded soldier goes into the dugout where another soldier is hiding. Vovan asks, do you have a bandage? Wrap his finger. Vovan takes cover behind a tree and shouts, is he sitting there? Do you see him? Resting his rifle on a branch, Vovan open fires, spraying bullets at an unseen target. He runs through the thick snow back to the dugout and goes inside. You're alive. Where did it hit? In the collarbone. I need us to run from here to my place right now. Do you understand? Let's get the fuck out of here. Get out. Get out. Run. I got you covered. Run straight to mine. Run. Come on. Vovan watches the wounded soldier running off through the trees. He goes after him and follows him down into the larger dugout. A bomb lands outside as a medic prepares to examine the soldier's wound. Right on top of us. Perfect. Good thing we have a dugout. I think it's a bullet. I'm not a specialist. It's a bullet. I can see. Is there a hole out the back? It's penetrated, but it's probably stuck. Nothing flows out of it. See? Go on, fucking wrap it up. He's not bleeding anymore. Carrying a soldier on a stretcher, Vovan says, grab the back, by the legs. He was next to me, but I was untouched. Faster, it's getting worse. After a battle, we need to get our wounded away as soon as possible. Keep to the clear path. Those at the back, now come up front. No, not like that. Let's just switch hands. Be patient. We should have gone straight. Vovan, let's turn there and go along the railway. Fuck, they're going to shoot at us there. No, the forest is thicker there. One of the soldiers is trudging ahead, leading the way through the snow. At night, the soldiers file into a house. Every 3 days, one team goes out to the forest, and another comes back. A soldier checks his rifle, then leans it against a wall next to a line of them. A younger soldier removes the magazine from his before leaning the weapon against the wall next to a wardrobe. In a sauna, two young soldiers strip down to their boxer shorts. One of them throws logs in a wood-burning stove. Then, they're sitting next to each other on a bench. We got frozen, waiting for the mortar attack to end. What about Tolyanich? Did you try to find him? Or you just went back without looking for him? We didn't get a chance. Everyone knows that he's good at finding shelters. I'm worried about Goblin getting back. What about Skull? Have you seen him? I have no idea. I haven't seen him since. Unit Commander Vlad, one of the two in the sauna, says, this is my bed. It's nice and warm here. The guys and I live here. We had a lot of people drop out of the ranks, so I had to lead the boys. I was told, you're gonna do that. I went on a mission, and when I came back, they told me, well, you know more now. Take the walkie-talkie and lead the guys. I am fully 19 years old. Vlad and the other soldiers are eating dinner at a table. Vovan says, such silence, starry sky. The moon was shining, and fucking bada boom.
Небо звездно. Месяц светом.
Someone says, I'm glad everyone is back. In an interview, Vlad says, I dream about war sometimes, especially after I come back from positions. The first day after that, I have a lot of dreams. At dinner, a soldier says, now we have a fucking problem on the right flank. If we fuck up, they will be at the railway very soon. The sun peeking over a distant hill, then the mangled remains of a Russian vehicle, marked with the letter Z. An animated map showing the railway line, snaking west to Kharkiv and beyond. We must hold back the Russians in the forest. If they take control of the railway, that's it. They can resupply and push on to Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. In the house, a female medic's giving a soldier an injection in his bum. He asks, is this one painful? Well, it's unpleasant. Hell. Stop, let's film this. Here we go. My buttocks clenched, and I don't know why. Is that it? That's it. Do you feel okay? The man says thank you and walks away. The woman says, does it hurt? As she bandages Vlad's left foot. She sticks a plaster on the back of a soldier's neck. She tests another soldier's vision by making him follow her finger. I'm the only girl amongst the boys here. The soldier who was in the sauna with Vlad says, I need a pill for my headache, but a good one. Give me something strong. I have to treat them all and support them, because everyone wants care. A man whose feet she was examining puts his sock back on and says, we can just leave it as it is. I'm an old man. It's nothing. I will heal like a dog. The woman smiles and says, I'll be back this evening. Combat medic Natalia says, I have a veterinary degree. I was told, well, you're a vet anyway. Now you'll become a medic. You will start treating people. She points at a sleeping bag and says, this is my bed. Sometimes I like to read books. I found some here. This book was wet. It was wet, so I dried it. I haven't had time to read it yet. A cozy basement, spacious. However, when the snow melts or it rains, we get a little flooded. But in principle, it's fine. In an interview, she says, there are a lot of wounded now. More than half of them are gone. It's hard for the guys here. I've become more confident, maybe tougher in some ways, emotionless to certain moments of life. A soldier enters a dark room and shines a torch on a large pile of military backpacks. These are the belongings of our wounded and dead. They were wounded or killed during this rotation. He picks up a backpack and says, it belonged to our dead guy, Fog. The first one to die. He was hit in the neck by a piece of shrapnel. His artery was severed. He died of blood loss. We lost a lot of people. Good people. A soldier with a shaved head leaves the basement. He walks through a dark hallway and then through a door. Now he's sitting in front of a laptop, holding a walkie-talkie. He asks, how's the situation? Berlingo Battalion Company Commander Dimitro. Dimitro says, for me, one light injury is a lot, because these are my guys.
Для мене один легкий поранений – це вже багато, бо це мої хлопці.
This is where we watch the live stream. We can see where the enemy approach from, where we should shoot or fire grenades. Look, look, they're taking ammo. Here, they're pulling out the rucksacks. This is where they've got the fucking ammo. And now our boys are gonna eliminate them. That feels good. That's so good. All right. Did you see that? He's leaving. An orc is down. Three. One, two, three. See how well our boys are doing.
Видите, как удачно наши ребята поработали.
We kill a large number of orcs. We kill 1,000 of them, and they just send another 1,000. It gives me a thrill when I see their meat flying. Helmet cam footage from the forest. A soldier runs up to a grenade launcher and fires it. Through a walkie-talkie, Dimitro says, to the right, give me 20 meters more to the right. A soldier approaches a dugout and says, Cuckoo, oh, you're still fucking here. Cuckoo says, the shelling is very accurate. You'd better come down here. Fuck, we have to move. What can we do? Get in. Cuckoo comes out holding his rifle. Cuckoo, we have to fucking move. There are green markers there, okay? Where? The markers lead to the fourth position. Cross the railway tracks one by one, run across and enter the forest. Listen for the drone and off you go. Cuckoo walks out from under the dugout's canopy. He goes round a corner, disappearing from view. Later, in the forest, Vovan gets a call on his walkie-talkie. Vovan, Cuckoo is wounded. Vovan. What happened? How did he get injured? Oh, fuck. Shaman, what is it with Cuckoo? Over. Shaman, Shaman, come in. His mouth and nose are bleeding. What should I do? Where is the blood coming from? Report his condition. Mouth and nose. Fuck. Where is Cuckoo? Where is he now? Do you copy? I pulled him inside. In a dugout, a soldier says, he stood up. I shouted at him, hide. And he's like, huh? And that was it. It's the first time this kind of shit has happened to me. A soldier says his body is already stiff as he drags him out of the dugout by his boots. Cuckoo's face is covered in blood. Standing over him, a soldier says, fuck, Cuckoo, fuck, little brother. How did this happen? Oh my God. He looks at two soldiers lying on the ground watching, then picks up a soft stretcher crumpled in the snow. Laying it flat, he says, hey you, help me. Come on, we need help. They lay Cuckoo's body on the stretcher. In an interview, Vovan's staring at the camera. He looks away and lowers his head, wearing a haunted expression. In the forest, the soldiers are carrying Cuckoo's body on the stretcher. Eventually, they stop and lay the body down. In his interview, Vovan says, may he rest in peace. We got him out and got him back to his family, so the family could say goodbye. Soldier Roman says, the most painful losses are my comrades, the guys I serve with. When you get used to someone and That's hard to get over.
Тяжко, тяжко пережити.
Roman has his arms crossed. Combat medic Natalia says, it's hard to talk about because we've been together for quite a long time. We are a family, and it's so sad. I still can't accept that they're dead.
Я не можу це прийняти, що вони загибли.
I have this idea. I imagine that maybe they were just transferred to other units, that somehow they are still alive, but serving elsewhere. Natalia's fighting back tears. In the forest, Roman's being followed by a man with glasses whose head is bandaged up. He's wearing a red armband. We found a Russian in the forest. He'd been injured and abandoned by his unit. Two Ukrainian soldiers greet each other with a hug. All right, move on. Let's go, let's go. We have one man. He's not a local. Do you copy? Just tie him up so he doesn't give you any trouble. If he gives you any shit, tell us afterwards. A soldier says to the Russian, show me which side you came from. From there. Roman says, he was a machine gunner. He came to us on his own. He had documents and a machine gun. Well, he came to surrender. Fuck you, you fucking fuckers. Why the fuck are you bitches coming here? Why the fuck did you come to our country? You're the first Russian that I've seen alive. But don't joke, mate. One wrong move and we won't get the joke. Roman says, we asked them why they don't give up. Only a very small percentage of them give up. He said that they were terrified by stories that we torture them and shoot them for no reason. The Russian soldier has been tied up in a dugout. He says, take out a cigarette from my pocket if you don't mind. Vlad says to the soldier filming, let him finish your cigarette. The soldier puts his cigarette in the Russian soldier's mouth. In an interview, Vlad says, I am from Kherson region, so it had to leave because of the Russian occupation. They drove into the village. They were clearing the village, checking everyone's documents. They drove around. They smashed people's gates with their feet. They shot dogs. My family had to flee from their home. The Russian soldier says, war is not for me. Why didn't you say that before they sent you? Why do you only say this now you've been caught? Why the fuck were you silent? The Russian says, well, I have no answer. Vlad says, fuck's sake, and turns away. Another Russian soldier has been captured and tied up. Where is he from? Murmansk.
Murmansk.
They ask him how much he's been paid so far. I got 400,000 rubles. 400,000? Come on, go downstairs. The hostage goes down into the dugout. Sit on the last step. Sitting down, the hostage says, wow, what a dugout you have. Vovan says, there were two of them. This one was very young, 18 years old. He came for the money, like a fool. He was lucky to be alive. Well, that our guys didn't finish the job and avenge our comrades who were killed. Do you have a mom? Dad? You're the one who's going to bring your mother grief. What if we had killed you? Would she be happy about that? So what conclusions have you drawn? Conclusion? What is the Russian word for conclusion? What conclusion did you draw? I don't want to fight, that's my conclusion. You're going to give up all your positions, everything you know, on a map, understand? If you don't want to go to the electric chair, you better not lie. Just say what you know. I don't know much, but I'll tell you everything I know. We hand prisoners over to the intelligence services for questioning. Dmitro greets some soldiers returning to the house. He says, if I had gone, I would have killed them, but I am not allowed. It is very hard to watch those freaks who are killing your guys. They are not people to me. Some kind of beasts. Beasts. It's also, I don't know, they are all devils. After the war, I will despise them all. I won't count them as people. Dmitro pats Vlad on the shoulder and says, 3 days without sleep, fighting back. Imagine, at 19, he commands 10 people. The first time he's ever seen orcs in person. The first time he shot a human. Are you sorry? No. We're going to keep smashing them, right? Yeah. Go on, go and get changed and rest up. It's hard now, it's really hard. We have a lack of ammunition. They give us 100 shells a day. This is very little. Sometimes we use 100 shells in one battle. Soldier Maxim says, our manpower is definitely not enough. We should have been replaced a week ago. There are simply no people to replace us. Vlad says, I don't know how long we're going to stay here or when the rotation will happen. We have no idea what's going to happen next. A road bridge spanning a river has been destroyed. Bombed out housing blocks overlook a children's playground. Natalia says, everyone is fighting for their children, for their future, so that we can live in a free country. We have our own culture, we have our own language, we are not Russian. Roman says, a lot is already destroyed, but I believe that it can all be restored somehow. Not just restored, but cleaned up and built new. So many people have already died. You can't just let it go. Dmitro says, I want to have peace for my family and for the whole of Ukraine. I fear for everyone, you know. I want everyone to go around smiling and hugging, celebrating our victory. So everything is back to the way it used to be. Football tournaments, festivals. That's what I want. In the house, the soldiers are getting ready to go out. Vlad is cleaning his rifle and Maxim is getting changed. He has a tattoo on his chest that reads, Veni, Vidi, Vici. An older member of the group says a prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Слава Україні!
Героям слава!
Bovan says, it's not over yet. We have a lot of work to do, and everyone must keep the faith. We can't relax. If we relax, there will be tragedy. In the forest, they find a dead soldier buried in the snow. Bovan scrapes the snow off his face. Is he ours or not? Because the uniform is Ukrainian. Bovan inspects two military badges and says, you are one of us. This is the reality of war. Blood and corpses everywhere. This will haunt me my entire life. They put the body next to two others. Later, at sunset, Bovan looks at the sky. Fuck, a rocket. He turns to one of his comrades and asks, can you see anyone there? The enemy never stops. They attack the railway day and night. Walking through the forest at night, Vovan says, We are like blind kittens. You turn around or hear an explosion or hear something moving or rustling, and you turn around and you're lost. You're a blind kitten. Guys, don't be dicks about it. If you see a faggot at 50 meters, start shooting at 50 meters. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. I hear shooting on the right side. They fire into the darkness. Fuck, shoot the fucking thing. Muzzle flashes flare all around. He's crawling. Fuck, bitch, reload. Have they fucked off? Bovan finds the body of a soldier and says, "Here's one, lying here." He looks him over and says, "Fuck me." In the morning, as soon as the sun came up, they came in groups, and so attack after attack.
Групами йшли. І атака за атакою, атака за атакою наступали.
In his dugout, Bovan puts on a tactical vest and pulls down his camel hood. He leaves the dugout wearing his helmet cam and crouches in the entrance, sheltering under the canopy. Adidas, it's Bovan. Over. Adidas, it's Bovan. Over. Fury, it's Bovan. Godfather, it's Bovan. I think things are fucked. Do you copy? I think our observation post is screwed. Yes, copy that. Someone's shouting, but I can't see anything. I'll keep on watching. Do you copy?
Plus.
Vovan runs into the forest and ducks behind a fallen tree. The enemy had infiltrated the area. We'd lost contact with the next dugout. Peering through a pocket scope, Vovan says, "It's fucking ridiculous. I can't see a thing." He finds several dead soldiers lying in the snow, a short distance away from each other. We could see there'd been a huge gunfight. Dead Russians were everywhere. They move past the bodies, deeper into the forest. As we approached the dugout, we still had no contact with Adidas or Fury. He finds a dead soldier by the entrance to the dugout, still clutching his rifle in his hands. Vovan picks the weapon up and tosses it aside. One of his men creeps over, pointing his rifle at the dugout. Vovan says, "Yes, go by the tree." He shouts into the dugout, "Who's there? Fury. Who's there? Adidas."
Adidas.
I don't hear breathing in there. I don't hear anyone. Vovan moves closer to the entrance and readies his rifle. "Hey, try to run around to the other side. My line of sight sucks. Do you understand?" He goes down into the dugout, but his view inside is blocked by a makeshift curtain, some clothing draped over a stick. He pulls the curtain back and peers in at two dead soldiers. Fuck. Climbing out, he says, "Fucking shit, oh fuck."
Ух ты ж, сука.
Two of the men drag one of the bodies out. This is Fury. Fuck. Fury is one of ours. We found our guys, Fury and Adidas, dead in the dugout. We knew there were still Russians somewhere close by. Vovan, there's a faggot near your position, 50 to 70 meters away. He's just sitting there, doing nothing.
Plus, plus.
Vovan stalks forward, pointing his rifle. He takes cover behind a tree and points his gun towards a figure up ahead, lying behind some logs on the ground. When the figure moves, Vovan fires. The figure keeps moving before letting out a scream. Vovan crouches behind the tree to catch his breath. He creeps towards the spot where the figure was lying and finds several dead bodies in a heap. He fires at the bodies, but there's no sign of movement. He runs back behind the tree and says, "Watch out, it can explode." Sheva says there's another one a bit further on. Sheva, there's a faggot moving behind you. One of the soldiers Vovan shot is still moving. Vovan reapproaches him slowly, once again pointing his rifle. He shoots at the soldier from a short distance away. Huru, it's Vovan. I finished them. Do you copy? Vovan and his men search the bodies. Take grenades and documents from the faggots who are lying there. Vovan goes down into his dugout. Inside, he sits down, holding his walkie-talkie. 40, it's Vovan, over.
40-40, Vovan, прием.
We killed a lot of people. It was all negative because we lost our brothers in arms. It was very, how can I put it, very nerve-shredding. My head was full of everything, and I needed to unload it.
30-30,
this is Vovan, over. Forty is receiving. Don't scare me like that. Looking through the dead soldiers' things. What kind of map is this? Let's see. Look, they're all the same. A gas pipeline, the railway. This is where we fucking cross. I don't understand what this is. Our dugouts? I guess so. Vovan looks through a passport marked Russian Federation. Gorky region, 1973. An old man, married. Dmytro says, these documents were seized from the corpses of Russians, and holds a passport up to the camera. The Russian monsters who are now fertilizing our land. He examines a mobile phone and says, where the fuck are the SIM cards? Our boys did a great job. Russia is an aggressor for everyone, for the whole world. If they are not defeated now, other countries will follow. They will go further. They won't stop. They will go further and further. Using one of their walkie-talkies, he says, faggots, faggots, get in touch. They don't want to talk to me. Take pictures of all this. Let the intelligence services deal with this.
Все вже хай спецслужби там розбираються.
Vovan walks out into a snow-filled garden, holding a hot drink and smoking a cigarette. He blows out smoke and stares into space. It was a dirty job. Terrible, unpleasant.
Неприємно.
He pulls another cigarette out of the pack and lights it with what's left of the one he's already smoking. A drone's eye view of one of the roads that runs through the forest. It's scattered with dead bodies. Vovan and his men successfully held the forest and maintained control of the railway. On a minibus full of soldiers, one of them is filming with a camera. He says, "So guys, we're going home. Home." Kyiv is the best. Driving past an army recruitment billboard. Soldier Roman says, "I have a girlfriend. We met just before I left. Probably the biggest reason I didn't have a breakdown is her." He shows off a video of her on his phone. Everything was quite strange, because it was my first combat deployment. Unit commander Vlad says, "Before this, I was going to get my driving license. I was working as a painter in Kyiv, but my dreams and plans for the future were to be a driver." Combat medic Natalia says, "When the war is over, I want to buy a house, renovate it and to live there with dogs. And I want to adopt more dogs, lots of dogs." "And I want to have a loved one by my side." The interviewer asks, "Would you help a wounded Russian?" She says, "I don't even know. I have so much resentment towards them. So much, I don't know. Maybe I would. After all, I'm a medic. We are not like them. We don't have to lose our humanity." Driving along, Vovan says, "This is us going home. Hello." I have a feeling that the forest will never let me go. I just want the war to end and watch my kids grow up. He goes into an apartment and says, "You weren't expecting us, but here we are." An older woman comes out of the living room and gives him a hug. She says, "My golden child, my dear child." She kisses him on the cheek and says, "My little fish." It's my dad and mum. Dima, hello. A little boy runs into his arms and Vovan gives him a kiss. Soldiers carrying a coffin at a funeral. The front line is over 1,500 kilometers long. We're defending just 500 meters of it. There are hundreds of groups like us. Ninety-nine soldiers went to fight in the forest. After 7 weeks, 66 had been seriously wounded. 10 were killed. Царя Его нашего просимо.